All right, ready.
With the Panthers again for the third week in a row, you got a couple of pretty good ends you got to deal with. How did they compare to the past couple of games?
These two, I saw them last year when I was at Houston. We played Carolina. Hardy has really gotten a lot better in pass rush. He's an impressive pass rusher. The fact that he can play inside as well as outside and still generate a lot of push in the pocket is impressive. 95 on the other side also has a couple of elite moves for pass rushers. So it has been a challenge for us from a game plan standpoint to help protect. But I've been proud of what the guys did the last 2 weeks. I believe it's been one sack in 2 weeks against some good pass rush teams. That the O-line and the tight ends and the backs have done a good job protecting Carson.
How would you describe their defense schematically? What do they like to do?
Not a whole lot of blitz. They'll run a couple base fronts. I've been impressed with that Mike linebacker. He was, I think, the ninth pick of the draft last year, 59, Keekly, I think I pronounced it correctly. And he was their Sam linebacker to begin with, outside linebacker to begin with. And then when Beeson got hurt and got put onto IR, they moved a rookie in to play Mike linebacker, which is a big move. And they haven't missed a beat. He's really been impressive. He's got over 130 tackles, and he's very active. And he's taken charge as far as the leader goes for their defense and done a nice job.
That's something that shows up even when you're just watching film when a guy's taking charge of
it. When I see a rookie linebacker tackle Tony Gonzalez pretty handily and then get up and not back down because Tony gets up and tries to shrug him off and he like gets right back in it, and you see it happen two or three more times in the game, you know the guy's right, he's got a little something to him. And so it does show up on tape. He's always around the ball. He's fast to react, and he has pretty good instinct. So that does show up on tape. I think it's a good changeup from Darren in that he's more of a zigzag runner, whereas Darren's more of a slasher. So that's hard on a defense to have both types of runners coming at him. His ability to catch the ball to the backfield is really impressive. You saw the screen last week, and he's had some catches out of the backfield in the past for us that's really helped keep a defense honest. So his multi-dimension of being not only a running back but a receiving back out of the backfield has been very helpful for us. He had excellent what we call mum, make you miss ability last week, and he made a couple guys miss to extend runs. You know, it's all about texting right now, and so my 17-year-old daughter has taught me to abbreviate things, and so mum became a new word in the culture of our family, make you miss. He's really improved his mechanics, his what's typical of a young lineman, which probably showed up for him early on in his career, you jump at the first thing you see. You lunge at the first look you see by a pass rusher. He's much more patient now, and he's using his hands much more efficiently. And that has helped him go against some more elite pass rushers because the patience will pay off so that you don't get fooled on the first move. And the fact that he's really worked his hand placement on a pass rusher has helped slow down the initial charge of a outside rusher. And he's done a very good job improving that. Really from the second half of last season, when I was watching tape during the offseason through this year, he's really improved that part of his game. Yeah, I haven't seen as much double teams, but I've seen a lot more contact at the line of scrimmage. So even defensive ends who normally are just up the field, stop the run, stop the pass, they're trying to shoulder chip, or the linebacker who's on the line of scrimmage is trying to reroute him so the timing gets disrupted on the route. So I've seen it from that standpoint more than I have seen from a double team standpoint, and it's because of what he's done as far as receptions this year. He's really had to contend with at the line of scrimmage reroutes, and so what we try to do schematically is get them on the move, shift them so they can't always have them in the same spot pre-snap.
Darius didn't have a catch last week, and I think it's two out of four games. What's going on with him?
It's not by design. It's just the way things have played out. It's kind of the same thing happened with Denarius for a couple of games. You could say the same thing's true for Brandon. It's sometimes it's just the way the game plays out, that it's not by design, but it's just the ball has been delivered to other places because of coverages and or progressions, but it's not by game plan.
He's fine.
I mean, he'll still have his regular serve plays that are going his way going into this game plan.
How do you foresee using Fryer?
From a standpoint of trying to help get a first down for us, you'll see him a little bit on third downs. You'll see him maybe in the red zone. try to create a different look for the defense to contend with. It won't be so much the structure of last week where he had a series, which we thought was fair to him, to give him a series instead of just a play here or two there, just to get it going, just to get experience. And so we're going to try to use some of his athletic ability this week.
Some of the guys like Goodson in the locker room are saying, as far as getting ready for Cam Newton, is it the closest thing right in our locker room?
It's been pretty good. I'm not coaching defense, but to see what's going on the field there, it's been good for him.
Is he good at that read option stuff?
He has some experience from his Ohio State days, and it's something that, you know, Carolina spends a lot of time doing on as far as their scheme goes. And so to have Terrell use his background and experience in it, you don't have to coach it up as much on the scout offense because he does have some background with it.
Has he gotten better mechanics-wise since training camp?
Yeah, I've definitely seen progress during practice on his mechanics and the rhythm of his throws and the consistency of his footwork. So he's taken to coaching very well. And John DeFilippo should get a lot of credit because he spent a lot of time with him as far as working on the individual part of the game.
Do you get to see more from him the last two games? To know, Reggie mentioned he wants to see him have a chance to evaluate Terrell, what he can do. Do you have a pretty good idea of what he can do?
I have a pretty good idea based on what I've seen on the practice field and what have you. It'd be nice to get some game experience too, but we're still, you know, want to get ourselves a win any way we can. And Carson right now gives us the best chance to do that. So, but I've been pleased to see the progress he's made during the season, no doubt.
Do you expect to see him though this game a little bit?
You'll see him a little bit this game, yep.
Good? All right.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Thanks,
my pleasure.